Hello, welcome to episode 17 of Gossip Column, the show that discusses who is going where in January. Just like the other 16 episodes before it, today is absolutely no different. So, with that in mind, where should we go to first? Let's go to Liverpool and Anfield in particular, as they, this morning, are reportedly in the race to sign Callum Hudson-Odoi. The rumour is coming out of Bild, the German newspaper, and to be honest, I think it's probably just a rumour and nothing more, because when you think about it, Chelsea aren't willing to sign, or sell, should I say, Callum Hudson-Odoi anyway. And then you have to consider, would they really be wanting to sell him to a Premier League rival? Absolutely not. You'd have to then ask Liverpool, could they offer Hudson-Odoi the minutes that he wants? Again, probably not. It would surely be the same kind of scenario as he's facing in Chelsea. Not only that, but you have to look at, say, Dominic Solanke, a perfect example. Someone moved from Chelsea to Liverpool and then hit a brick wall in terms of getting game time. So there's that to keep in mind. You'd have to think Bayern Munich is still the front runners. Just the simple fact they could probably offer him more minutes. And just the fact that it's just like a better experience for the player, really, isn't it? You know, something new. And he's obviously seen the success that other youngsters have had before leaving the Premier League to go to the Bundesliga and thinking, I want some of that. So probably this rumour is all it is, nothing more. So Liverpool fans, don't get your hopes up. I think it'd be wishful thinking if Hudson-Odoi was to make the move up north to Anfield. We stay with Chelsea now, and it might be bad news for them in the sense that they might be losing out on the deal to sign Leandro Paredes. Now, the Argentine midfielder plays for Zenit St. Petersburg, and this was a deal that was meant to be completed last week. You know, it was meant to be just about getting over the line. For some reason, it's dragged its heels, and this has allowed PSG into the mix now. PSG looking for a midfielder of their own. They have, at the moment, reportedly bidded £22 million for Idrissa Gueye, which Everton, again, don't really want to sell Idrissa Gueye, but if they can find £40 million in terms of a transfer bid, then it would be accepted, because then Everton could use those funds to get forward that they arguably need to then sort of kick them up the table and sort of try and get closer to the top six, something that's not really going to happen this season. I think they need to just sort of focus about being the best of the rest. I think any sort of shattering the top six ceiling pipe dream is exactly that, a pipe dream. But yeah, in terms of PSG, they've got him with a bid for Gueye, which has been turned down. They've also got him with a bid of £50 million for Abdoulaye Doucouré, which is a hell of a lot of money. So when you consider that Doucouré is £50 million, it just goes going to be £40 million, if that's to be believed. PSG are obviously sort of thinking, to be honest, there's no real value in signing those two players. So maybe they'd be better suited to signing Paredes, a younger player as well. Wouldn't cost as much, arguably more value in terms of that transfer. So are the Premier League clubs not pricing themselves out? They're obviously sort of setting the bar high as a deterrent to try and ward off the interest of PSG. But that Everton and Watford price structure is obviously bad news for Chelsea, because PSG have thought, oh, do you know what? It's not even worth it. Let's go for Leandro Paredes. And it could be snatched right under the nose of Chelsea. So that would be one to see how it unfolds over the next couple of days or so. One that could also unfold over the next couple of days is the fact that Victor Moses could be leaving Chelsea on loan. Move to Fenerbahce until the end of the season is in the offing. Fenerbahce, they're in the relegation zone in the Turkish league at the moment. God knows what's happened to them this season. So is that the move that's going to keep them out of the drop zone? Who knows? But Moses, obviously, he's almost the forgotten man at Stamford Bridge after a sort of successful stint a couple of seasons ago. So maybe he's now sort of kicking his heels and wanting to play football. So if he does move to Turkey and keeps Fenerbahce in the Turkish Super League at the end of the season, it would be a job very well done. Unai Emery called for a calm and patient response to the imminent departure of the head of recruitment, Sven Mislintat. I do struggle with those foreign names. I think it's just business as usual, but there is no business, because Denis Suarez looks set to remain at Barcelona, especially after there's been some sort of, I guess, they can't really find the best way to complete this deal. Barcelona said, we want the cash up front. That wasn't forthcoming because Arsenal were like, you know, we haven't got any money. Then they were like, okay, you can loan him till the end of the season, but then you have to buy him. And Arsenal were like, well, we want to loan him, but we don't necessarily want to buy him. Not going to commit to that. If they didn't commit to that and then they sent him back after a loan deal, then the value of Suarez would decrease further, because then goes out of contracts a lot quicker. So Barcelona are trying to get him to sign a new contract, but he doesn't want to sign a new contract. So he's stuck in the middle, and I think Arsenal are just too tight to sort of to facilitate the deal that needs to be done, really. So so yeah, that looks like it's going to break down. So not good news for Gunners fans today. Where else? Marcelo of Real Madrid, he says he wants to be reunited with Cristiano Ronaldo at Juventus, and has told the Bernabeu hierarchy that if Juventus come in with an offer, you have to let me go. Which, if only it was that easy. I don't think it is, really, to be honest. I don't think Madrid are going to be in a race to let Marcelo go, but money talks as per. So it'll be interesting to see if Juventus do actually come with a bid. I don't think it will happen in the next week or so, but keep an eye on that at the end of the season. And finally, not quite the bumper bag I expected today. I lied, but anyway, here we are. Newcastle, I mentioned yesterday that Rafa Benitez wants two players in on loan. And if he doesn't, that would be one of the sort of decisions that means he walks at the end of the season. Personally, I think he'll walk anyway. You know, we've had, the funds are coming, the club's being sold. We might be getting players again. Newcastle fans, don't get your hopes up, but we'll have to see what happens in the next couple of days as they've been reportedly linked with Monaco's Italian defender Antonio Barreca. And also, Atletico Madrid's Portuguese winner Gelson Martins, who I believe played for Sporting Lisbon last season, was also linked with Liverpool. So I don't know if Liverpool have dodged a bullet there, but maybe he's just, I don't know, not settled at them at Atletico Madrid, shall I say. And it might just be a time to, I don't know, I wouldn't say he's a cast off, but Newcastle obviously sort of shopping in the more bargain basement section and seeing what they can get to sort of boost their squad ultimately to help them stay up in the Premier League also. So whether Gelson Martins can add a little bit of attacking flair out wide and then hopefully, you know, create some goals and maybe even score some as well for a team that's been a bit light in front of the attacking, the opposition third this season. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Newcastle can do. Any business would be very welcome business at this point of the campaign. That's just about it from me. A slightly shorter show than usual. Just run out of rumours. So, bit of admin from me. As always, I'm sponsored by Loserpool. Check out loserpool.com. Next week, we're back in Premier League action. Obviously, FA Cup action this week. So, no bets to be played this week. But if you do sign up, you could be in the running for a £1,000 prize pool victory. The odds are great. They're even better if you sign up. And with that said, it just leaves me to say that my name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.